Uncensored.
The Bucks and general manager Jason Light, who knows Bruce Arians, was with him in Arizona. They're not going to bring him in just for an interview. It's not like he needs to get up on the whiteboard and say, well, here's what I think of X's and O's. Here's what I can do. They know all this. This was an interview you only have if you believe that he is going to get offered the job and take the job. And from my understanding, not done yet. They still get to interview Chris Richard today. But this is all heading in the right direction. There is a lot of momentum toward Bruce Arians coming out of retirement, being the new coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I would not be surprised, based on what I know, if this ends up getting wrapped up early this week.
Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. At Buffalo Wild Wings, during game day, they have their $5 game day menus. $5 game day pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, and Coors Light. $5 select cocktails, $5 burgers and brats. It's the $5 game day menu. It's at Buffalo Wild Wings, the best place to go for the NFL playoffs. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. At Mastro Subaru, you know I've been telling you for a long time, Pete and Steve at Mastro Subaru, they are Bucks fans just like each and every one of you. And not only Bucks fans, they are members of the Bucks Mob. If you're a Mob member and you want a discount on a new or pre-owned vehicle, you go to Mastro Subaru, you tell them you're a member of the Bucks Mob, you get a discount just for being a member. That's it. That's all you got to tell them. Go to Mastro Subaru in Orlando or right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans Expressway. Check out their entire inventory at MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Let's go. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
To find that person that's going to lead us into those successful years that we're all anticipating.
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. And I won't answer now. Who, what, where, when, why? See, I'm like you act the fool now. Get on live, but that ain't my style. Who we gonna get?
In a week where we could very well have a new head coach in place for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, these podcasts that I'm doing now are almost outdated by the times they posted. So wanted to give you a quick update. If something were to come down that makes it official, obviously the name is Bruce Arians. We'll talk about that here in a moment. I'll have another podcast immediately once it becomes official so we can actually talk about what it officially means offensively, defensively. Hopefully we have a better idea of who the coordinators and coaches on his staff are going to be. And you know, we'll continue on with podcasts after that that relate to overall schemes offensively and defensively, to player fits offensively and defensively. And then as we get closer and closer, we'll have, you know, Senior Bowl coming up, Combine coming up, free agency. It's going to be a hellacious offseason. I hope you're ready for it. I know I'm ready for it. Hey, great job by the Joes at joebucksfan.com. They did a phenomenal job getting out in front of every other media person. And, you know, you could say what you want, but It is mind-boggling how, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I want to kind of take you behind the scenes. It is crazy the egos you have in the media room, and you should see the looks that Stephen Lee from JoeBucksFan.com gets. You should hear the things that are said about them right to their faces about how they're not a legit news source, how they're not a legit journalist, either one of them. I mean, they have journalism degrees. They worked for a newspaper, it saw the writing on the wall, saw that it was dying a very slow and then rapidly faster death. They got the hell out, and now they're having tons of success because they're Bucks fans, and they're giving us, the fans, what we want. You know, there's no financial arrangement between Joe Bucks fan and I. I've known the guys for years. They give me an avenue to put my podcast on their website and be part of their JoeBucksFan.com podcast network. They have no saying over what is on my podcast. This is Bucks Uncensored. I am my own boss. Okay. Nobody tells me what's going to be said on this podcast. Nobody tells me the sponsors to go after. This is me. I can say whatever the fuck I want. So if Rick Stroud is all butthurt and so scared because a little guy like Joe Bucks fan breaks this massive story that the Buccaneers could have their coach in place by Tuesday, and the assumption is Arians, before any of that shit came out, well, I mean, all we've seen since Joe Bucks fan has published that story, which got everyone talking, was a flurry of activity by this team with all signs pointing to Bruce Arians, with maybe him being 1A and 1B being Chris Richard of the Dallas Cowboys. And now that those interviews took place this weekend, we could very well have a head coach in place by Tuesday. But you know what? I just don't get, again, kind of going back and forth between the coaches, and I want to talk about them, but I don't understand the attacks. And not only was it an attack by Rick Stroud on JoeBucksFan.com, but it was, what do they call it, subtweet or whatever, where they don't acknowledge them by tagging them or anything, but it was right after Joe Bucks fan had put the story out that we're about to have a flurry of activity and that the Buccaneers could very well have Bruce Arians in place by Tuesday. You know, Rick Stroud, I'm trying to find the tweet that he tweeted out in case he deleted it. But he said there's no timetable. Again, there's no timetable on when the Buccaneers are planning to go ahead and make their decision. Here it is. There's no timetable the Bucs are working under to hire a head coach. Anybody who thinks there is one is guessing or not talking to people actually involved in the process. I think we can all agree now, JoeBucksFan.com is not guessing. They're the only ones that have given us anything substantial originating in Tampa. I mean, why is it that we, as Bucks fans, have to get all of our Bucks news, breaking news, when it comes to big breaking news, from the Adam Schefters or Ian Rappaports of the world? And the Bucks don't leak anything locally. So for Joe Bucks fan to get what they got, credit to them. No, I'm not going to say they were guessing or not talking to people actually involved in the process. No, they proved that they are talking to people involved in the process. They're not guessing. They have concrete evidence. They're talking to the right people. And Rick, maybe you're out of the loop, which isn't good. Because, I mean, we all know Tom Jones got, quote unquote, transferred a few months ago. I mean, how long until they do it to somebody else in the spot? I'd be nervous too. I get it. I feel bad for you. That you're sitting there and you're getting beat by the little JoeBucksFan.com. that you would just spit on. Any of them. Whether it's Bucks Nation, Pewter Report, Joe Bucks Fan, fucking Pewter Cast, me. You just spit on everyone. When in the end, everyone's numbers, and Joe Bucks fans, they've shown me their numbers. Holy shit, there's no way that the newspaper's even coming close to that. And I know Pewter Report's numbers are probably through the roof, and I know Gil does an amazing job at BucksNation.com. It's got to be bad that all of these websites, fan websites. But these are guys, these are people that I think we all believe in. Like the Gil Arcias, the JoeBucksFan.com. You know, Pewter Report, I'm not a huge fan of Reynolds, but I'll tell you, I love Mark Cook, and I think Trevor does a good job. Okay, so, I mean, I think you look at really these factions, that's where I'm going to get my Bucks news. I don't know about you. Now, if I want the big news, and it's no offense, listen, whether you're a newspaper journalist or you're one of these small guys running a fan website, nobody locally is breaking any news. So when JoeBucksFan.com finally breaks news, you know, of something substantial and it's originating locally, yeah, I listened. I just don't understand why somebody else in this area that works in the evil Bucks media would have to attack them. Hey, you want to beat Joe Bucks Fan? Maybe don't talk him down. Maybe try actually doing some work and breaking some stories there, Ricky. Unfortunately, he didn't. Joe Bucks Fan did, doing a great job. Which is why I pretty much frequent their site, BucksNation.com with Gil Arcia. Throw in some Pewter Report. Throw in the other Bucks podcasts that are out there. Who the fuck needs the newspaper anymore? It's irrelevant. Completely irrelevant. Now, what's not irrelevant is this next coaching hire. Say what you want. Say what you want. It's only a matter of time till they fire him. It's only a matter of time before the fans turn on him. It's only a matter of time before I turn on him. Well, I got news for you. If the next coach doesn't come in and show progress, year one, you're not going to scream for somebody to be fired year one unless something catastrophic happens. Okay, so you're pretty much giving any coach that comes in at least 2 years. You know, and I think if you see a coach come in and have success, it's no problem. Nobody's going to call for his job at that point. But if you don't have success, yeah, I'm sorry. First off, it's my entertainment dollar. It's your entertainment dollar. Fuck. I don't care who's coaching. I just want to be entertained for the amount of money that we're paying, right? So, of course, my voice is going to be heard. If I'm not being entertained and I'm spending hundreds of dollars every weekend to be disappointed, either I stop spending the money or I let my voice be heard. I've chosen to let my voice be heard. And I think a lot of you are in the same boat. We're tired of fucking losing around here. Well, you got to be patient. You got to be patient. No, you don't. No, you don't. Anthony Lynn, in a short period of time, has done wonders with the Chargers. Frank Reich doing it in his first year with the Colts. You know, we've seen new coaches go places and have success. Got to hire the right guy. And it's not a Bucks thing. It's not. Every year, there's 7 to 9 teams that are looking for a new coach. This is an NFL thing. Well, they're hiring the wrong coaches. I don't know what to tell you. If they're hiring the wrong coaches, doesn't it make more sense to fire that coach and then get another one? Yeah. If you realize the direction isn't the right direction, you make a change. You don't keep going the wrong way because then you're going to have to backtrack before you start going the right way. You fucking cut that shit off immediately and change direction. You pivot. Pivot. I mean, I work in sales. We talk about pivoting all the time. Hey, this isn't working. Pivot. Try something else. Same thing on a different scale. Hey, this direction of the organization isn't working. We pivot and we go in another direction. Wasn't working under Dirk Cutter. So here we go. Which direction are you going to take? Are you taking the old 66, 67-year-old Bruce Arians offensive background, has been with multiple organizations, has won championships, not as a head coach, but he has won championships. He's put great offenses out there. No risk it, no biscuit, which is his slogan, meaning not just offense, offense and defense. Be aggressive, which is what I've been just wanting so long. Being aggressive, that's carrying a big motherfucking stick. Taking it to the other team, offensively and defensively. Or do you go with the young and up-and-coming defensive coordinator? Defensive mind. Chris Richard, successful in Seattle. I believe it was his third year. I did some research. Now, the statistics might be off. You can double-check those. But I believe it was his third year. They were ranked like 13th in defense, which upper half of the NFL. Not too shabby, but for Seattle standards at the time, they're a top five defense year in Europe. Now, that year, they had dealt with injuries. They had lost, I think, Sherman. I think Earl Thomas was dealing with injuries. Michael Bennett had been dealing with injuries. Their middle linebacker was dealing with injuries. So you're talking about now, Bobby Wagner, you're talking about a defense riddled with injuries, and Pete Carroll made the decision after that season that they wanted to change the direction rather than you change the direction of the head coach, you change the direction of the offensive and defensive schemes, and he fired both of his offensive and defensive coordinators that year. And they changed a lot of the roster as well, let a lot of the older players go. So you wonder, okay, Chris Richard fired. What was he doing wrong? What was he doing right? Richard goes to Dallas, takes over play call, so he's their DB's coach, passing game coordinator, and then started taking over play calling duties. Now, he's not the defensive coordinator. Rod Marinelli's still the defensive coordinator. I don't know how all this plays out. You know, if Richard is not hired as a head coach, and he first interview was with the Bucks, second interview was with the Dolphins, I think he's going to also interview with the Jets. I think the Jets are zeroing in maybe on a Matt Rhule from Baylor, but you never know how college coaches are going to turn out. So Richard could go there. He could definitely go to Miami, although I just have a funny suspicion Miami's going to try and do something big. Not sure how or when. Stephen Ross was at the Cowboys-Seahawks game this past weekend. Stephen Ross, the Dolphins owner, but he was there as a guest of Jerry Jones. He wasn't there because he just really wanted to see Chris Richard coaching on the sidelines. He was there as a guest in the box, but then conducted the interview as well as the Bucks did. So I don't know. I've had a lot of people say, all right, if the Bucks are locked in on Bruce Arians, does that mean that Arians could bring in Richard as his defensive coordinator? I mean, essentially, Richard's already the defensive coordinator of the Cowboys, barring the title. So does Richard want to leave the Cowboys? Would he go to another team to be a defensive coordinator? You know, is it possible that the Buccaneers could talk to him about defensive coordinator and being the heir to Bruce Arians, which to me is important? Yeah, I want Arians to come in and fix it first 2 or 3 years, but I don't see him coaching another 5 years. I don't see him coaching until 70, 71, 72 years old. So is there going to be a succession plan in place? Is it going to be Todd Bowles? Is he going to be the defensive coordinator? Is it going to be Freddie Kitchens if they can get him away from the Browns? Is it going to be Harold Goodwin, who was Bruce Arians' offensive coordinator in Arizona? Now, I have no idea who's going to be on his staff. A safe assumption is you just go with whoever was on his staff in Arizona. Bowles is available. Buckner's under contract. Freddie Kitchens may or may not become available. We haven't heard much out of the Browns situation. Looks like Mike McCarthy's going to sit out for the entire 2019 season. Harold Goodwin's available. So all of a sudden you start factoring those guys in. But, you know, while I think it is safe to say, okay, Todd Bowles. Does Todd Bowles want to be Bruce Arians' defensive coordinator again? Does he want to look elsewhere? I'm sure Todd Bowles is going to be a very hot commodity as a defensive coordinator. Does Todd Bowles want to be a head coach again? No, not in the NFL, but Temple's looking for a head coach. Todd Bowles actually played for Bruce Arians at Temple. So could Todd Bowles go to Temple? If Todd Bowles goes to Temple, who's your defensive coordinator at that point? I'll throw another name out there. Chuck Pagano. He was a defensive coordinator with the Ravens. You know, obviously him and Arians worked together in Indianapolis. Would be an interesting pairing as a defensive coordinator. Other than that, I mean, there's no other substantial news in terms of assistant coaches. After all of the texts, and listen, I've heard you. Remember how I told you, trust the source, trust this, trust. It's so hard because I have people I trust, but then you have to take into account, okay, who are they hearing it from? And while they, some will give you an answer and some won't give you an answer, you got to take, listen, I've heard Brian Kelly, I've heard Jimbo Fisher, I've heard Kirby Smart, I've heard this and that. And they, these were even before they made it to the mainstream. But you start to think, it's like, okay, it kind of sounds like it could be true because the Glazers do the unexpected when it comes to these coaching things. But in the end, I was just like, okay. And the more I dug, the more I dug. Arians has always been 1A, and Chris Richard has always been 1B. And for all of you that have listened to this podcast over the last, in particular, last 6 weeks, you'll know that, I mean, Arians was a no-brainer, right? No-brainer if he wanted to come back and coach. And what did I tell you during the season? Yeah, he said he only wanted to coach the Browns job. Well, of course he said that. It was the only job that was available. It was the only job that had an interim coach. It is like an unspoken rule. You don't talk about another guy's job. So Arians isn't going to come out and say, you know, I'm only coaching at the Bucks or the Browns when Dirk Cutter's under contract. There's just a respect level there. The Bucks job became available. Of course Arians is interested. Yeah, the Browns job is attractive, but for somebody who's in their upper 60s to live in Tampa, Florida, where so many people come to retire anyway, it's close to his house in Georgia. Yes, he does have some health problems, and I think it's not just him. Maybe another relative of his has health problems, but you know that it's going to happen. And don't think that the Buccaneers didn't have their search firm. The search, listen, if they were hiring a search firm just to give them names to go after, their top two names are the names we've talked about on Bucks Uncensored for the last 8 weeks. Arians, Chris Richard. Richard's been my number one guy. My number one guy. But all I think any of us have asked for is give them interviews. Just give them interviews. After that, we don't know what's said in the interview. Chris Richard could say, you know what? I have zero interest in ever throwing the football. We are going to run a wishbone, and we are going to blitz nine guys every play. And that's just how I'm going to coach. Well, that sounds stupid. So why would you hire a guy at that point? He might say good things. I don't know. All I wanted him to do was interview him, and it's very apparent who the top two choices are for the Bucks, and I think that's all we could ask for. Now, I'm not a soothsayer, okay? I have no idea how the future is going to unfold. I think those are two legit candidates. I think those are two candidates we can all agree make sense for this organization, but now it's up to those candidates to come in and do the job, and get the job done. We need it. But if they don't, we'll be right back to square one. No problem. In the meantime, go Bucks hope. That's what I got. I have hope. And if it ends up being Arians, we'll dive very, very deep into who fits, who stays, who goes, all that stuff. Signs are pointing to him, but until it becomes official, I think we've all learned our lesson. Expect the unexpected. And maybe Richard is the backup plan. Maybe Arians comes in and says, you know what? We thought about it. We slept on it. I can't do it because of the health. And then you can turn immediately to Chris Richard. Maybe the Bucks are finally doing this thing the right way. Oh, and back to the search firm. Yes. Yes. We gave them the names. I don't think the search firm was ever hired to give them names. The search firm is so much more than that. A search firm doesn't just hand you a list of names and say, hey, go hire one of these guys. The search firm is a firm that's been doing all the background checks, gathering information, have files upon files on every top candidate. Maybe these are backgrounds that, you know, people within the front office can't do on their own. Maybe a large amount of these backgrounds are on the health of Bruce Arians. Now, I don't know how that works with HIPAA laws or whatnot. But the same research that goes into the potential draft picks in the draft in April, you know how they do all the background checks and all that? Same thing here. Why wouldn't you want to do a background check on Bruce Arians? You don't want him to come in and then have health issues and then have to leave, because then that could send your organization into disarray. So you have to have a plan, a true plan in place. You know, maybe it's a true 5-year plan, but then what's the plan if something were to go wrong with his health in year one, in year two, before he's ready to transition? And I think the transition should be coach 2 to 3 years, up in the booth, part of the front office for the final 2 to 3 years of a 5-year contract as president. That way he's still part of the organization, helping whoever the heir is take over, smooth it out, and then he can retire back up to Georgia if he wants to move down here permanently. That's what I would do. I don't know if that will all be explained in an introductory press conference, but I would look to Bruce Arians, and the conversations I would have is, we need to figure out who's on your staff. We also need to figure out who on your staff can be the heir in 2 to 3 years and take over as head coach of this organization. Yeah, in a dream scenario, I'd want Arians with Chris Richard as his defensive coordinator and Richard taking over in 2 years. So give Arians 2 years to settle it all down, coach from the sideline, then be elevated to president and have Richard take over. Yeah, it's a dream scenario. Probably it's not going to happen. The most likely scenario would be Arians as your head coach, Todd Bowles as the defensive coordinator, Buckner as your defensive line coach, Harold Goodwin as your offensive coordinator, and then they'll fill it out from there. I don't think the Browns let Freddie Kitchens go. And to me, that's disappointing, because I could see him as the natural head coach to take over for Arians. But if he is not available, if he does not come down from Cleveland, I don't know how this will sit with Bucks fans, but to me, the heir would be one of those two names I just mentioned. Harold Goodwin, who nobody really knows about, but he was a head coaching candidate while being a coordinator under Bruce Arians, or Todd Bowles. And we just saw what Todd Bowles did with New York. That would be my concern long term, but we need help now. And I am not going to sit here and be critical of a Bruce Arians hire. I'm going to be concerned, but that concern comes 3-4 years down the road. I just hope that a plan is in place if something were to go wrong year one or year two, to help with a transition, so that this organization doesn't even go more backwards from where they've been. All right, let's get some Bucks takes. We haven't had some in a while. I've got a couple we'll get to. I know, listen, just like I told you, these podcasts kind of are outdated as more news comes in. So if you want to send the Bucks takes, I'll try and get them on. Last week was insane. We didn't do any Bucks takes. I will start to take some this week. So prepare yourselves. This podcast is posting maybe as soon as Sunday night. And then the next podcast I do, I'm going to wait and see if an announcement is made Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'll wait the latest, and then I'll post another podcast. If an announcement is made Tuesday, you'll see another podcast probably come out Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. And, then we'll kind of play it by ear from that, but get your Bucks takes ready. If an announcement is made, if something's official, prepare to send in those Bucks takes. You know, I want to hear, you know, if it's Arians, what do you think? If it's Richard, but maybe all I'm saying is maybe just wait until we get official word. Because I don't want you guys wasting your time. So as soon as the word comes down, we know it's close, bust out that phone, share your excitement, share your concern, share your thoughts on who the next coach is for our team. Bucks takes are coming up next. We will have those. I'll tell you how you can send in your Bucks take as well. It's all coming up next. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored. Apple-bottom jeans.
Don't forget to send in your Bucks takes. As I said, it's very simple. You record your voice on your phone and you email it straight in to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. bucksuncensored@gmail.com. Hey, thanks to Cigar City Beer, Gasparilla. You know, now that the holidays are done, Holly and I have been talking about this all. Christmas is over. New Year's is over. Her birthday's over. We went to Orlando. We did the theme park thing. It's like, damn, now what? Gasparilla, 3 weeks away. My beer of choice during Gasparilla, and I do not recommend this unless you can handle yourself. That's Cigar City High Life. However, I will share with you the beer of choice for many of you, or what it should be. You either go with that Cigar City Lager or you go with the Cigar City Invasion. The Invasion makes the most sense for Gasparilla. 3 weeks away, Cigar City beer. Load up at Publix. Load up at your local liquor store. Get your Cigar City beer. And if you see me at Gasparilla, hold up your Cigar City beer. We'll toast to it and I'll give you a hug or something. Who knows? Maybe I'll even give you a highlight. Well, I'm going to bring a lot. I'm bringing a lot down there, okay? What is Tampa, right? The Bucks, Gasparilla, yours truly, born and raised, Cigar City beer. It's Tampa, born and raised. You love everything else about Tampa. Why not take advantage of that Cigar City beer as well? And I trust me on this. Once you try it, you will love it. And if you don't like the one you try, they've got all different types of beers. Please do yourself a favor and drink some quality beer that is made and raised right here. It's bottled, canned, right here in Tampa. We love them. Thank you, Cigar City. Let's get some Bucks takes. We haven't had them in a while. My buddy is my buddy Alex. First off, Alex was at the first ever Bucks Uncensored draft party 2 years ago at Sports Legends. We were there on, he was there day one, but he came on day two of the draft. It was awesome to see Alex. Alex, we haven't seen you in a while, but Alex was there, and I remember Alex saying, man, you got to get a Facebook group page. I had no idea what a Facebook group page even was. Okay? I set it up, and the rest is history. Alex, thank you for giving me all the extra work of dealing with really, really cool people and some assholes that I've had to kick out of the club, click out of the old Facebook group page. But that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring together good people that just want to see the Bucks win. And if you're more interested in your own opinion or sucking off players or whatnot, bye. Okay, this movement is because we want the Bucks to win. Okay, and then once they start winning, I hope us fans unite. Okay, we have let our voices be heard. The change is coming. We hope, and we need to almost imagine they're going to win. All right, so we got the Bucks to hear us. Now it's time for the rest of the fucking world to hear us, especially the rest of the teams around the NFL. I am tired of being picked on. I am tired of being laughed at. I am tired of my team being at the bottom and so irrelevant across the NFL. I want my team to make an impact across the NFL, and I want us Bucks fans to unite, much like that FSU Twitter did a couple of years ago. You attack one of us, you attack all of us. Okay? That's the loyalty that we all have to each other. That is the mob mentality that I instill into each and every one of you. We are the Bucks mob. We will come together several times this upcoming year, and we will continue to grow in numbers. We have weathered some of the worst storms we could over the last 2 years. And where are we? We have stayed together stronger than ever before. And wait until you see what transpires at this year's Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. And don't think that we haven't already discussed logistics, locations, and overall estimated totals, and more bartenders and portable bars this year. That's right. I know it's important to each and every one of you, and I'll try and do my very best to take care of each and every one of you during that draft party. But it's not just the draft party. There are so many other things that we are installing. Maybe I bit off more than I can chew. We did the road trip last year. I'd like to do another road trip this year. I don't want to give away too, but there are two other major events, and maybe I should just do one additional one a year. But I'm just so excited, and I love throwing parties, and I love hanging out with all of you. So just know that we've got a lot in store for all of us to gather together in 2019. Until then, Alex, you kind of spurred me on to that whole thing, so we'll let you go first. Hello, sir.
Hey, Justin. Alex in Orlando. Long time, everybody. Look, I normally don't send in Bucks takes because I really enjoy listening to everyone else, and I don't want to be one of them guys who acts to, you know, has to be right all the time. But I had to send in something on this Brent Grimes thing because the comments and everything that I hear is just crazy. So let's just start with this. First and foremost, the NFL is a business. And I know you guys are going to disagree with that, but the NFL is a business. You're basically asking Brent Grimes to come in and do, one, something he hasn't done since he's been here in Tampa. Two, you didn't pay him to actually do. And three, coming off of an injury against probably, what, a top three wide receiver in the entire NFL and Antonio Brown. Now, this is all after, by the way, I listened at the entire podcast that him and Miko did. I encourage you guys to all go listen to the entire thing. After they jerked him around all offseason over contract numbers. Look, we got to remember, the number one receivers that he goes up against, he's only going up against 50, maybe 60% of the time tops. Because the number one receivers get moved in the slot, they get moved on the left, they get moved on the right. He's not jumping from left to right and into the slot, okay? So the number one receiver that he's covering, he's not covering 100% of the time. He's not a lockdown shadow corner. Well, at least you didn't pay him like that. You know, the guys that actually do that job, they're getting double what he's getting paid. So let me just flip this on everybody here for a second. If you're getting paid what you're getting paid to work a 40-hour job and you're happy with it, how happy are you going to be to make that same amount of money doing double the work? Because that's basically what you guys are saying that Brent Grimes should have done. If he ends up shadowing the number one receiver, he's not covering the number one receiver 50% of the time or 60% of the time or whatever. He's covering them 100% of the time, which means that guy's due 100% of the money that he's owed. And you, me, wouldn't do any of what you guys are asking him to do. We just need to take a step back for a second and be human for a moment. Hey, love you guys. Go Bucks.
Perfect example, right? Every I want you to share your opinions, but I also want you to be cognizant of other people's opinions. That's called a discussion. That's called a debate. Attacking each other, it's not. What does that accomplish? You satisfy your own ego. I don't agree with what Alex just said, but that doesn't mean I dislike the guy. As soon as I see him at one of our events, Alex, which I anticipate seeing you soon, I'm going to hug the guy. But here's my thing on Brent Grimes. Don't like it, don't sign it. Oh, well, they didn't tell. You signed a contract. First off, he's the highest paid corner on the team. I don't care across the NFL. Okay, if you wanted to go and coast somewhere else, then go coast somewhere else. $7 million, I'm sorry. Highest paid corner on the team. Most experienced corner on the team. Best corner on the team in terms of talent and experience. I'm going to ask said player to cover the number one receiver on opposing teams. I don't care if he's done it before or not. And no, I wasn't a fan of the coaching staff. And I get it. The coaches didn't listen to him. But those are two. Listen, let's focus on one of the stories that came from the podcast. And that is the, I deserve more. Do you deserve more? Or did you get what you were worth? Because I also heard Miko say that two other teams offered $6.5 million. And the Bucks gave him, what, $7 million in the end with incentives? Who gives a shit? You don't like it, you don't sign it. You don't like it when they put you on the field, retire. I guess, I'm sorry, Alex. I just don't understand that logic. And I've signed many contracts before. Trust me. First off, when you're, I don't know how it is contract-wise, other companies. But when I was in radio, they sign you to a contract. It's not to the benefit of the employee. The employee's guaranteed some money or whatnot, but it's pretty much just to protect the company. And I know it's a different level or whatever, but you agree to a certain amount of money. And once that, and then they can tell you what that, as long as your job title remains the same, what? Tell you, you know, your manager's going to tell you what to do. You know, sometimes it's going to be to take on more responsibility. You know, I have some of my employees take on more responsibility. Am I giving them a pay raise because of it? No, it's somebody's got to do it. I'm taking on additional responsibility. You take on additional responsibility and we work from there. And I'm sorry. Did any of you want to see MJ Stewart or Ryan Smith or any of these other guys on, well, maybe now you'd say it differently, but at the beginning of the season, no, you expected Brent Grimes to be on the number one wide receiver of the opposing team. So now that Brent Grimes is complaining that he didn't make, just an ugly situation. And again, get rid of the coaching staff, get rid of the players. Here's my concern. You can say whatever you want. My concern is the team winning? They weren't winning. My other concern is, obviously, Brent Grimes, selfish player. It's about the money. Him and Miko, they hate the NFL. They hate the owners. They hate this. They hate that. And, you know, the players are just meat, you know, and products or property of the owners and what. Okay, whatever. To an extent, any employee of any company can be constituted as what, property or whatnot. But my biggest concern is, who is Brent sharing this with? That's how the cancer continues to spread with this organization. You know, over the years, all the malcontents they've had, and, you know, who are they talking to? And if they talk to the right guys, weak-minded individuals, that cancer can linger far after the individual that started it is gone. You can remove cancer, but it could still spread if there's still a little bit remaining. So that's my concern. Is all the moaning and complaining and whining after the fact, was that something Brent was doing with Carlton Davis, MJ Stewart, Jordan Whitehead, and everyone else in that DB room? That's my concern there. So, all right, Alex, thank you. Lou is up next. Hello, Lou.
Look, man, I'm excited about the announcement on Tuesday, man. Fuck, man. I got to put my cap on order. I seen you online, man. You got yours, you bastard. UNH. Yes. Yes, sir. I see you guys. I see you guys. I'm going to be with you. Man. There's a possibility, a good possibility. B.A. gonna be in the house on Tuesday. Yes. No risking, no biscuit, bitches. Yes. It's time to put the women and children to bed and let's go looking for some fucking dinner. Yeah. I need B.A. to go in there with the leather belt and start fucking cleaning fucking house. Yes. Yes! Oh, man. Fuck! Dude, and look, honestly, if they fucking announce on Tuesday is Richard, I ain't gonna be angry, dude. I'll be happy with that, man. I just think BA has more of a better resume, more experience, and will demand fucking respect. Not that Richard won't, I'm just saying, he's got that, you know, he's got the background, bro. He's got the experience, man. People know him. You know, I kind of, you know, with this Rooney rule, man, I feel bad for these cats, man. I know Richard and Bieniemy are, you know, legit candidates, man. Legit candidates. And I, believe, you know, the Bucks killed two birds with one stone. But I think it's kind of BS, man, to the minority coaches. It's a slap in their face, man, with this Rooney Rule, man. Because you never know if it's a legit interview or if it's just a fucking quota being filled. It's kind of bullshit, man. But, you know, I don't want to get all political. That ain't me, bro. You know what I'm saying? B.A., get us right! Get us right! Biscuits, motherfuckers! Biscuits and gravy for a fucking tailgate! B-dubs! Get us some biscuits!
Woo! Nothing official yet, but you can feel the excitement in the air around Tampa. I'm fired up, man. Getting back to work. I took last week off. But best assured, best place to go, joebucksfan.com for all the latest. I'll be active as much as I can be on Twitter, maybe more evening. But it's going to be an exciting week, hopefully, and exciting few months leading up to training camp. And trust me, we will have a lot of opportunities for us to all get together and chat between now and then. Thanks to our sponsors, Buffalo Wild Wings. They are back for a whole another year. Thank you to Buffalo Wild Wings for you know, their continued support and partnership. Came to an arrangement over really the end of last week, and happy to have them back for all of 2019. And here's the thing. They reached out to me. They understand. They get it, okay? They feel the movement. They understand that being a part of this podcast and this movement with y'all is way more valuable than, you know, maybe some radio advertising or some newspaper advertising. You know, this is direct to you and me, the consumers. Okay? People come and go, radio, you know, commercials come on, change the station. But we get it. We understand what they're all about, and they understand what we're all about. And we're going to throw fucking... We'll see. We're still nailing down a location. But... if it ends up at B-dubs again, oh, good Lord. Block off the entire parking lot this year. That's all I got to say. Mastro Subaru, we love those guys. Giving discounts to Bucks fans and mob members just for being a Bucks fan on a new and pre-owned vehicle. Check out their entire selection at MastroSubaru.com. Cigar City Beer is the beer of choice for me. It should be the beer of choice for you and the beer of choice for all Bucks mob members. They've got a beer style that is perfect for each and every one of you. Whether you want the IPA, you want it dark, you want it light, you want the citrusy, tropical, whatever the fuck you want. They've got it all. Cigar City Beer, any local liquor store or grocery store in the Tampa Bay area and throughout the state of Florida. But we are seeing Cigar City Beer all over the nation. Keep sending your pictures. We'll keep posting them on the Facebook page and all over Twitter as well. Just love seeing us embrace Cigar City Beer and what Tampa has to offer. I mean, Mastro Subaru, a Tampa family. Like I have told you guys, my dad bought a Subaru from Mastro Subaru like 30 to 35 years ago. Think about that. A staple in Tampa for a long time. Cigar City Beer, a staple in Tampa for a long, long time. So just really happy to have both of them with us. That love before. It's what you drink before you drink to avoid that hangover. So as much as Cigar City Beer is going to be a part of my Gasparilla, B4 is going to be a huge part of my Gasparilla. And before Gasparilla, I'll make sure to make my way to Headlines Barbershop, make sure I'm looking really good, okay? Get that fade right, Christian. Check out Headlines Barbershop. Get their app. They got the locations, and you can make an appointment on their app as well. Thank you to each and every one of you. We are starting 2019 in much more grander fashion than we started 2018. You can feel the movement spreading. You can feel it growing. You can see that Bucks fans are excited. And, you know, bring that excitement this way. Make sure you tell all of your friends, all of your Bucks fans, friends, not only about Bucks Uncensored, but all the great podcasts that are out there, the great sites like JoeBucksFan.com, BucksNation.com, and the other Bucks websites. We just really want really the entire fan base to understand that there's a lot more out there than your typical negative sports radio and negative newspaper, and take advantage of it. Okay, let's come together. Let's hope this next coach unites us together. Let's win some fucking football games and let's become relevant. Okay, we know we're all relevant to each other. Our team is relevant to us, but I mean on the national landscape. And the only way we're going to do it, together. So stay together, spread the word. Let's keep it going. Let's build up the mob and have a great week coming up. All right. We're going to have, of course, our regular playing of Hey, Hey, Tampa Bay coming up here in just a moment. Right after that song plays, stick around, though, a single from our buddy Lazy Dave has been focused on his music. This is not Bucks related. He's really trying to get into the music game. I wanted to play one of his songs for you at the end of the podcast. So check it out. Our buddy Lazy Dave getting into the music industry. That coming up. But first, BUCCANEERS. Go Bucks. And even before that, we end with three words. The last one being the most important. Go Bucks. Hope.
Like Tupac, man, my show they pretty like a beaker. Still spit feel like we fitted for the coffin. Cause I hit it like 100,000. No, or you can look, but don't touch it. Nah, I may not say much. But if you messing with my girl, I'ma put it in your world. Come and tell you something fresh, man. Won't you come my way? If you call me first, then I'll be on my way. We can listen to the songs I play. Yeah. We can do it like every day. Pretty lady, won't you come my way? If you call me first, then I'll be on my way. We can listen to the songs I play. Yeah. We can do it like every day. Baby girl says she wanna hood winner. Grab a new rag, I'm like, what's up with you? Baby girl says she wanna club hit her. Two step, but I'm still on the floor with her. Baby girl says she wanna hood winner. I grab a new rag, I'm like, what's up with you? Baby girl says she wanna club hit her. Two step, but I'm still on the floor with her. Now I just got a cut, looking so clean. Just got pink, got a little cream. Mesmerize how you looking in them jeans. And I blew it all on a pretty little team. I've been working all day just to grind all night. Go and take my hand, we can find us a fly. Cause she can't be left when it feels so right. Even if it's just for the night. Won't you come my way? If you got me first, then I'll be on my way. We can listen to the songs I play. We can do it like every day. Won't you come my way? If you call me first, then I'll be on my way. We can listen to the songs I play. Yeah. We can do it like every day. Baby girl says she wanna hood winner. Grab a new rag, I'm like, what's up with you? Baby girl says she wanna club hit her. Two step, but I'm still on the floor with her. Baby girl says she wanna hood winner. I grab a new rag, I'm like, what's up with you? Baby girl says she wanna club hit her. Two step, but I'm still on the floor with her. Keep it real, I ain't tryna be a liar. Looking for love, I can be your supplier, girl. I just know that my love get you higher. If you want it, baby, I can put it in your world.